This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. We've been talking a lot the last day or two about supporting the local and small business communities here in Galesburg in light of the coronavirus outbreak and the fact that they're having to try to figure out how to make a few bucks under extremely adverse circumstances. And there are a couple of things that the Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development recommends, including things that you can do to support those small businesses. We're going to talk about that with Executive Director President Ken Springer, who is here in studio tonight. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, Will. Thanks for having me on.
So how stressed have you been trying to figure all this out lately?
I tell you what, it feels like we've gone from 0 to 100 miles an hour in about 7 days flat. This pandemic, this is disrupting every business. It's disrupting every resident of this region. Nobody's untouched by this thing that's going on right now. Everybody that I know is dealing with cancellations and having kids out of school and losing hours at work, et cetera. And hang in there, guys. Everybody, everybody's doing a good job. We got to stick this thing out together, and things will get better eventually.
From your standpoint, I imagine that you're probably having to think more about or not so much about bringing business to town as you are trying to help the businesses that are here, right?
Yeah, we're definitely shifting to defense a little bit. We're certainly continuing to work with our clients that we have in the pipeline. Fortunately, everybody that we have been talking to that's looking at projects is still looking at projects. But we recognize right now that this virus response is a moment where we've really got to rally as a community, and we're looking at ways that we can assist local businesses.
Well, let's talk about some of those ways then. Let's start first about how or what things small businesses need to be thinking about right now. Obviously, it's almost kind of a survival mode type of thing, especially for the restaurants that are having to figure out how to do, carry out and delivery in conditions where they weren't able to do carry out and delivery before, for instance.
Yeah, it's a whole new ball game. I mean, the number one thing to any business owners that are listening, number one thing is just make sure you're reaching out and communicating with your lenders. That is the most important thing that you can do. I've spoken to a number of lenders this week, just getting updates on what people are seeing out there in the community. And our lenders are going to be willing to work with you as businesses, but you've got to be communicating as a business owner with those lenders. So if you haven't spoken to your banker this week, make sure that you do so. If nothing else, just let them know what you're seeing and what's going on. Communication is definitely key.
What are you hearing from the banks?
Just that. I mean, okay. the lenders are essentially in the same position that every business is. Nobody knows how long this thing's going to last. Nobody knows the extent of the impact. I think everybody's kind of has a consensus opinion that this is not going to be a very good quarter. But the key thing is that, lenders are just as much business partners as business owners themselves. And we all are either going to sink or swim together. So just make sure that you're communicating with your lenders at this time.
That's probably a difficult position to be in, is to be a bank right now, because you want to be somewhat sympathetic and help your clients out. But on the other hand, if you help them too much, you're going to be out of business yourself.
Yeah, and there's the whole regulatory environment. Yeah. It's definitely dicey, and this is unfortunately giving me shades of what a lot of small businesses went through during the 2008-2009 financial crisis, when there was a credit crunch and stuff like that. And the lesson that I learned from going through that was communication is key. Just make sure as a business owner that your lender knows what's up, and just make sure that you're having open and regular communications with them.
And by and large, the banks are willing to help, I guess, probably within a little bit of reason, right?
Oh, obviously. In every situation is going to be different. But again, we're all going to sink or swim together. And so communication is extremely important.
What other things do small businesses need to think about right now?
So really encourage all small businesses to keep your eye on the Knox County Area Partnership's Facebook page. We are monitoring the development of resources that are going to be coming out as a response from the federal and state governments.
That's a pretty ever-changing thing, isn't it?
It is. And in fact, it's like you have to look at the news feeds every 30 minutes. Otherwise, you feel like the world's passed you by.
But, you too?
Yeah. Yeah. But so in specifically, we are looking at a program that Should be available soon from the Small Business Administration. It's a federal program. It's designed to provide disaster loans to small businesses to help them cover expenses and cash flow shortages. To my knowledge, that is not yet available in Illinois. I believe, though, that that program will be coming forward possibly by the end of this week.
Okay.
And as soon as that program becomes available, we'll be posting information about it on KCAP's webpage. And more importantly, we have a staff person who is familiarizing himself with all the application processes in and outs that can work one-on-one with you as a business and help you get through the paperwork in order to access these financial tools. So, again, keep your eye on the KCAP Facebook. Do not hesitate to reach out. We're 343-1194 here in Galesburg. Give us a call. We will work one-on-one with you and help you access these resources.
What about employees? I know that there's been a lot of talk of the unemployment benefits. It's being made available perhaps more quickly to those whose jobs have been affected by this. And I imagine there's probably things you need to think about now and also rules for that too, right?
Yeah, that's even more complex. I know at the federal level they're looking at possibly doing some type of worker stimulus. It's something that I know the Treasury Department is talking about. I haven't seen it come through yet. So, again, keep clicking the refresh button on your news page because stuff's coming in really, really fast right now. But essentially, any resource that we find that is could be of benefit to small business, we're going to keep that posted on the KCAP's Facebook, and we're happy to work one-on-one with businesses to help them access those tools.
What other sorts of things should we be thinking about at this point?
Well, you'd mentioned restaurants.
And
I think that's something that we really need to zero in on as a sector.
We talked about it with one owner yesterday on the program. And as I mentioned at the top, I think she's thinking that, she's trying to do as much as she can, but not overextend herself and her staff. But yet, at the very least, still try to get food to people that like the restaurant's food.
Yeah, it's a really sticky situation for. I mean, restaurants as a type of business are not designed to be shut down for prolonged periods of time. That's just they're cash businesses. They're not designed to hit the off switch and then 6 weeks, a couple weeks later, you flip the switch back on. I think it's extremely important for us as a community. For those that do have the means to do so, get a takeout order from your favorite restaurant. That is really helpful to help get them through this period of time. If you're able to buy a gift certificate, maybe, you want to think about next Christmas. I know we're only in March, but anything that you can do as a resident, as a consumer, if you do have the means to do so, get a takeout order. Mm-hmm. It's extremely important that we support the restaurant sector during this difficult period of time. Our restaurants are such an important part of our cultural identity as a community. They're a huge tourism draw for the community. And really, I gotta recognize the extreme efforts that our local restaurants have been taking in order to convert wait staff over to, delivery drivers and that sort of thing. I mean, they're doing everything they possibly can to keep operating during this period of shutdown. And so,
and even how the city has kind of helped them too, right? Because we've seen a whole new bunch of temporary parking places.
Yeah, that's a great. I think it's a great chance to offer some praise to the city of Galesburg, particularly the Public Works Department in particular. I think. So it was this past weekend, the governor announced the 2-week shutdown of restaurants. And I think before the end of the day on Monday, the city had already printed signs for converting the parking along Main, Seminary, and Cherry Streets into short-term parking to facilitate customers coming in and picking up orders. I think that's an awesome example of how responsive our local city government can be in making pragmatic adjustments like this during this time. So I did want to pass kudos to the city for that.
Before we kind of talk more about restaurants, worst case scenario, if something happens to restaurants like is maybe happening now or worse, that can kind of create a domino effect in the local economy, right? I mean, if once restaurants go down, other businesses might not be far behind, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, the entire economy is interrelated, and it's not just restaurant owners. I mean, there's wait staff that are out on hours. You know, you have bars that are shut. You have bartenders that are off work. So, I mean, anything that you can do as a resident, I mean, I think my hope, Will, is that we all come out of this whole period of time, you know, maybe with better ties and better relationships with each other. And I think it's – we all have got to kind of hang together on this. And so, yeah, I really encourage everybody to – if it's in your budget, you know, grab a carry-out order tonight. Do it again next week. Help these restaurants get through this, because really they're taking this shutdown on the chin. Their business is not designed to be shut down for prolonged periods of time.
In addition to takeout and buying gift certificates and things like that, are there other things that we can do, or that you as an entity are thinking about to try to help prop these folks up, if you will?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to – from the KCAP side, we're going to be trying to draw as much attention as we possibly can to this sector. And so keep an eye on our Facebook. We've got some cool ideas for keeping the restaurant sector kind of front of mind for people over the next couple of weeks. Another thing I didn't mention it is, you know, if you do get your food delivered by a restaurant, make sure you tip the driver, please, just stuff like that. But this really means a lot, and it's going to help these businesses weather a really, really tough patch. And again, hopefully the shutdown is short. Hopefully the extent of it is just the 2 weeks that the governor's announced. But really, as a community, we need to rally for our restaurants.
Going forward, then, as we have a couple of minutes left here, maybe what sorts of concerns do you have? What other things are you looking at in regards to all this?
Oh man, the problem right now, Will, is really nobody knows what the extent of this is going to be. Yeah. I mean, we've seen just extremely choppy performance in the stock markets. I'm talking to businesses left and right. Everybody's kind of holding their breath, I guess, to say the best way I could phrase it. At a minimum, I think we're looking at a really bad quarter. But who knows? My eyes, just like everybody else's, are glued to what's happening with the federal government. We're paying attention to all the news releases that are coming out from the state. And we're just trying to be as pragmatic and as helpful as possible. This is going to take all hands on deck.
Do you think the state has hit the right mark in doing some of this? As I explained to Michelle Kim yesterday from Cherry Street Restaurant and Bar, my feeling was that I get why the restaurant shutdown happened, and I completely understand that. But I also felt like, as I said, I was getting yelled at by Dad because I didn't do something right.
Yeah, that's a tough one, Will. I'm not a policy guy, so I can't really tell you. And I'm certainly not an epidemiologist either, so I can't tell you if that was right or wrong. I mean, the wisdom that I'm seeing, and the thoughts that I'm seeing, you know, in the economic publications, are you can either clamp down as a country really tight, like China did, and you get over the crisis quicker.
Like China supposedly.
Supposedly,
did,
who knows? Right? Nobody knows.
We can't ever really believe them. Yeah.
nobody really knows. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's the right decision or not. I think only hindsight's going to be really able to tell us whether it was right or whether we were overreacting or what. But I think we all just got to move forward as best as we can, and just understand that everybody that you talk to is going through the same stuff, right? I mean, every business person I've talked to in the last couple of days has seen essentially their entire calendar just get deleted with things being canceled left and right. And you know, everybody's going to need to be flexible. Everybody's going to need to be as patient as possible. Mm-hmm. And, you know, try to help your neighbors out. I don't know what else to say.
Anything else we should be thinking about here, Ken? Anything else you're working on?
Just keep your eyes glued to KCAP's Facebook. Again, as we find tools that are useful for businesses, we're going to be posting that information there. And again, you can call our office. We're happy to work one-on-one with you confidentially. You can give us a ring. Our office number is 309-343-1194.
Humor me here, since I like to ask you this question now every time you come in. Are you working on any top secret projects that are about to come to fruition here? I couldn't resist.
Let's get through the next like 4 weeks, and then let's revisit that question.
There you go. But at least, as you said at the beginning, there's at least still some interest in things you're looking at, and potential employers and things like that. So it's not like that has come to a screeching halt.
No, and we're continuing at the Knox County Area Partnership. We are, as we call it within the office, we're staying on our grind. Is the term we use. We're continuing to work with clients.
You younger people in those terms like that.
We got to throw the slang around. We're a young staff. I'm the old man of the staff. So we use the slang, but no, we're busting our butts, and we're chasing down anything that we possibly can at this point. But also, we're looking at ways to help defend our own local businesses, and if we find tools that are useful for that, you're going to see them on the KCAP Facebook.
Ken Springer, president of the Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development, thanks again for coming in and for updating us on this. And again, thanks for all the work you're doing to help our community in this way.
Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Stay tuned. We will have Kim Commando in sports coming up on Galesburg's Evening News.